10.3 State Cases Short Form. Title: Unofficial Court and Year. Guidelines. Short form refers to a case citation that only includes the unofficial site and no official. Some states have stopped publishing official reports. Assume for the purposes of this exercise that Kansas has stopped publishing the Kansas report. Our site would read Smith versus Jones, italicized, comma, 369 Pacific 2nd, 418, 1979. Question: Is anything missing from this site? Ask yourself, who, what, when, where? Answer: We can't tell what court decided the case. The reader must be able to determine what court decided the case. This is done by noting the publication. If the publication is WASH period for Washington reports, the court deciding the case is the highest court in Washington. The rule is, if you can't tell what court decided the case by looking at the publication, you must tell the reader what court decided the case in parentheses. Our site should read in short form, Smith versus Jones, italicized, comma, 369 Pacific 2nd, 418, parentheses, KAN period, which stands for the Kansas Supreme Court, 1879, closed parentheses. Exercise 10.3A, short form citation. You have found a case titled Evers versus Chance. It is found only in the Unofficial Reporter, second series, volume 423, page 297. The court that decided the case was the Tennessee Court of Appeals. The year was 1982. Provide the correct site below or on a separate sheet. Consolidated State Reports. On occasion, some citations appear to break from the established rules. In fact, citation form simply follows the functions of the publications being cited. Following is the most dramatic example of this circumstance. Consider this citation. Smith versus Jones, 283 NM 583, 628 Pacific 2nd, 493, 1988, in parentheses. This citation follows the rules being taught and appears to be an appropriate Blue Book citation. Judging from this citation, the court that issued the opinion would have been the New Mexico Supreme Court. However, a few states have only one publication for both their appellate and Supreme Court opinions. For instance, the New Mexico Court of Appeals and the New Mexico Supreme Court both publish their opinions in the same book, the New Mexico Reports. If the court deciding the opinion is the New Mexico Supreme Court, no court is necessary in parentheses, as in the example above. However, if the court issuing the opinion was the New Mexico Court of Appeals, the author must inform the reader of the court in parentheses. If the citation is to the New Mexico Appellate Court, the citation would be constructed as follows. Smith versus Jones, 283 New Mexico Reports 583, comma, 628 Pacific 2nd 493, New Mexico Court App 1988, in parentheses. Thus, even though the above citation appears to violate the basic Blue Book rules of citation form, the truth is that the citation rules have bent to the reality of the publication, in this case, an official publication reporting two different courts. When a state official reporter includes both appellate and Supreme Court opinions, they are usually referred to as consolidated reports. Exercise 10.3b, State Citations Exercise long form, and short form. Citations at a glance. See the citations at a glance sheet later in this chapter. Provide the correct Blue Book citation forms for the following. 1. The case you wish to cite was decided in the Texas Civil Appellate Court. You have found a case in the Southwest Reporter Second Series, page 253, volume 460. The case was Noe v. Kane. The date was 1979. 2. Your site is Scooter v. Gabby. It was decided in the Nevada Supreme Court and was found on page 428, volume 260 of the unofficial publication, second series, and on page 69, volume 177 of the official publication. The year was 1963. 3. You have found a case decided by the North Carolina Court of Appeals in 1977, page 387 and volume 408 of the official site, page 127 and volume 644 in the unofficial second series. The case is titled Nimrod v. Beth. 4. Klein v. Yoakum is found on page 370 and volume 532 in the official publication from the Appellate Court of Alabama Civil Division. The unofficial site is found on page 241, volume 684, second series. The year the trial was held was 1980. The year the opinion was written was 1981. Note in the citations at a glance sheet the special abbreviation for the Civil Division Court. 5. Your case is Milton v. Gregg. It is found on page 221 in the official volume containing Colorado Supreme Court cases, volume 352 and volume 629, page 29 of the unofficial Reporter Second Series. It was decided in 1972. 6. The title of the case is In Re Henderson. It was decided in the Arizona Supreme Court in 1977. The official site is volume 386, page 118. The unofficial publication is volume 582, page 893, second series. 7. The title of the case is Moreland v. Orbison. It was decided in the Washington Court of Appeals in 1981. The official site is volume 264, page 854. The unofficial publication is volume 330, page 391, second series. 8. The title of the case is Lupus v. Dreyer. It was decided in the North Carolina Supreme Court in 1985. The official site is volume 292, page 452. The unofficial publication is volume 523, page 1032, second series. 9. The title of the case is Everly v. Jordan. It was decided in the Indiana Supreme Court in 1984. The unofficial publication is volume 822, page 473, second series. 10. The title of the case is Fremont v. Greenberg. It was decided in the Tennessee Supreme Court in 1989. The unofficial publication is volume 622, page 83, second series. 11. The title of the case is Smith v. Hansen. It was decided in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court in 1981. The unofficial publication is volume 583, page 797, second series. 12. The title of the case is Nixon v. Franklin. It was decided by the Minnesota Supreme Court in 1987. The unofficial publication is volume 645, page 359, second series.